tree is too strong, so the parents are falling off. So to put stones around it, that takes away the strength, that's okay. El Asaikra B'Sikra, to make a red mark around it, Amayis, how can you do it? So Mara says, Ki Heichad Lefchazi Inshi, you want people to see it. Fli Boy Rachma, they should daven, the time of learning this, plus the Tomatom Ikra. So Fadil Rabban Vakshma Lecharam Rachma, you're supposed to tell people when you're Tomei, people should daven for you. So Chaymishi or Dovat Sorach, anything happens to you, bad. So Fadil Rabban, tell people about it. Rabban Vakshma Lecharam, they should daven for you. Ravina Kaman Talinan Kufsna Bediklo, Kaman Ki Aitana. Kufsa B'dikla says Eshkol Tumon used to hang up a cluster of figs, of dates on this. It's a symbol that the parents are falling off in order that people should daven for you. That's not called Daki Amari. You're making a sign that people should see the tree is sick, that something's wrong here, and everybody should come to daven for you. That's muta, that you're allowed to do. That's not called Daki Amari.
Alright, we'll continue on the other side. Turn over, we'll continue on.
Yes, Mishnah says, Oisav yes b'nei noyig ben baritz, that halacha you can't shech the mother and its kid the same day. You can't shech to the second one the same day. Whichever one you shech first, okay, that you can shech first. The second one you can't shech the same day, you have to wait for the next day. So this halacha applies noyig ben baritz, whether you know it's Yisrael, ben b'chutzlar, b'chud is pshita, because it's a mitzvah in the gavra, not the yoritz, b'chud is pshita. B'fnei habayis, b'shle b'fnei habayis, whether we have the base midish, whether it's man as a man of the base midish. Still it applies to sister today, you can't shech the mother and the kid the same day. B'chudin, whether both of them are chudin, or the mikdashim, whether both of them are kabbonis, doesn't make a difference. So we'll see in the Gemara why, but this applies to both chudin and to kachim. Now ketzer, how do the lochas apply? So it's like this. Ha sheichet oisei v'yes b'nei. If you shech the mother and the kid, chulin, that both of them are chulin, not mekudoshim, and you do it b'chutz, you shech them outside, no meshchit outside. So lochas is shneim k'sherim. That both shechites l'mais is kosher, and you let eat from it. Just for Hashem, you serve the yes b'nei. The second shechita, you overlap of oisei v'yes b'nei, and for that you get malchus. Rashi says, Mishum Lav, the Yosef Yespinei, he says, Meshich to be a Mechad. So now it doesn't make a difference whether you shech the mother first or whether you shech the kid first. It doesn't make a nafkimina. But the Maisa, the Shechit is kosher though. It's a kosher Shechita, just that you over Malkus for the other. What's going to be Kochim Bachutz, let's say they're both Kochim, the mother and the kid, and you shech them both outside b'chutz, you open this shechut echutz. Slochur is a rishon chayv chorus. But this first one you shechted, that animal, whichever one you shechted, the mother or the kid first, it was ready for korban. Therefore you chayv chorus. But the lochur is a shneim psulim. Both of them are pothel. You can't eat from both of them. Or shneim sefer mesabayim. And both of them you get malchus. Because the first one you get malchus for shechut echutz, since you shechted it outside. For that you get Malkus, and who have been, since you're over Nevera, Shchut Echutz, that's the Psalm Kachim, that the Kachim is possible, you can eat from it. Now the second one, you're not high of course, because the second one is called the Mechusa Zman, you weren't allowed to shech the tree anyway, because once you shech the mother, you can't shech the kid. So therefore, you're not over here for Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz is only a korban that was supposed to be brought inside, you're not allowed to shech the outside. But here, since you can't shech the tree inside anyway, so you're not high of course, for shechting it b'chutz. But I call upon him, you get Malkus, because the mindset it's shechut echutz, that's where you get Malkus. And it's possible, also because it's kachim in the shecht of the outside, so it's possible you can eat from it. Yeah. Right, that's going to be chulin bifanim. Let's say both of them, the mother and the kid, were both a regular chulindik animal, the chulindik, but you shecht them both inside the Beis Hamikdash. So Lachur is again Shneim Sulim. If you shech Chulin in the Azorah, so both of them become Pesul. That's Lach Chulin Shnishper be Azorah, the Mirash brings that around the Gemara Kedushin, that the Shechit is Pesul. So both of them are Psulim, you can't eat from them. Just in the first one, there's no Malkus. For eating Chulin, for doing the Azorah of Chulin Bifnim, there's no Malkus. But the Asher is Sefik Yisabayim. On the second one, that you get Malkus, Shemayis of Yisbenei. for the Avera of Chumash Nishpa B'Azera, she says only in Azera, some of the Mitzvah say, there's no Malkus for that. Shem says, Aboyim. Now that's going to be Kodshim B'Fenim. Let's say both of them were Kabonis, were Kodshim, Nishech them both inside. So Harisha and Kosher Potter. The first one, very good, it's a Kosher Korban, it's Kosher and Yipotter. The Hashemi, the second Korban that Shech today, is perfect as Aboyim. The Maithi, you get Malkus for Oysav Yisbenei, or Possel, who are them as Possel Teet, because it's considered on the Chusser's man. Since you shechted the mother today, you're not allowed to shech the kid the same day, so it's not fit to be brought for Korban. So if a Korban brought without a Kosher Shchita, it's Possel. What's going to be Chulin for Kodshim? Let's say one of them, the first one you shechted was Chulin, and the second one was a Korban. So now, Bachutz, you shechted them both outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Harisha and Kosher or Potter. The first one was Chulin, very good, nothing went wrong. You shechted it outside where you're supposed to, and you're allowed to shecht it, it's Kosher and Potter. If you show you the second one, that's a Korban, it's a Kodshim, the mice is called the Mechus Zaman. Since you shechted the first one first, you can't shecht this one today. So therefore, Sefik Yisabon, you get the Malkus for Oysav Yisbenei. Or Posel, and it's Posel. But that's all. But a Nisa of Chayvi Chorus for Shruti Chutz, that you won't have. Because since it's a Mechus Zaman, it wasn't fit to be brought today inside, you're not Chayv Chorus for Shechting with the Chutz. So therefore, it's just a Posel Korban, and you get Malkus for Oysav Yisbenei. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say you have a, one of them was Kodshim, Vechulin. And again, you shechted the first one, Kodshim first, and in Bachutz, you shechted them both outside. So Harishon, the first one, since it's a Korban, and it was fit to be brought inside, that Yechayev Chorus, for Shchut Echus, shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, Yechayev Chorus on this. Or Posel, who had been the first one as Posel, regular Shchut Echus, Yechayev and Posel. For Yasheni, the second one, which was Chulin, that he shechted Bachutz, it's Kosher, the Shchut is a Kosher, a Shchita, but Roshneim, Sefik Yisabayim, here both of them you get Malkus. The first one you get Malkus for Shchut Echutz, and the second one you get Malkus for Oysav Yisbenei. Because since the second one was Chulin, the Shchut is a Kosher Shchita, and it's only you get Malkus. What's going to be Chulin v'Kodshim b'Fenim? Let's say you have Chulin, you have Behemoth Chulin, shecht that one first, and then the second one was a Kodshim, and you shecht them both b'Fenim inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Lech Roshneim Chulin, both of them apostle. Because Chulin and Yishecht inside is Pesel. And then the second one, Kodshim, it's a Mechusah Zman. Since you shechted the first one first, you can't shecht the second one the same day, you only shechted the next day. So that day it's called Mechusah Zman. Therefore, it's Kodshim, it's Pesel. And the Hashem is Sevek Yisabayim. You only get Malkus on the second one, for the very voice of the Yisbenei. But the first one not, of Kodshim. So the first one's no Malkus, because the first one's only Chulin. To be Azorah, it's only Nisra said there's no love. Yeah. What's going to be again? Kodshim v'chulin b'fnim. You shechted them both inside. So Rishon, that's Kodshim, and you're allowed to shecht it. So very good, it's Kosher Potter. But the Hashem, which is chulin b'fnim, Sefik Yisabayim apostle, he get Malkus v'yosav Yisbenei, and it's possible because since it's in a chulin be Azorah, the shechit is possible. What's going to be chulin b'chutz? Both kabonim, both animals are chulin. Just the first one you shecht outside, that's good, and the second one you shecht inside. So Rishon Kosher Potter. The first one's a good shchita. It's chulin b'chutz v'yato. It's Kosher and Potter. The Hashem that became chulin b'fnim, that's Sefik Yisabayim a posel. You get Malkus for the love of Oysav Yisbenei, and it's posel mishum chulin b'yazorah. What can he kodshim b'chutz? He shechted the first one kodshim outside. U'befnim, both of them were kodshim, and one you shecht outside, one you shecht inside. So Rishon is chayiv koros. First one you chayiv koros v'yisa shkut echutz. Yeah, the second one you did b'fnim. But his name sefkim esaboyim. Both of them you get malchus. The first one you get malchus for shkut echutz, and the second one you get malchus for esaboyim b'nei. His name psulim. They're both pesul. The first one goes shkut echutz. And the second one, even though it's a shchuta b'fnim, and it's kodshim, but it's a mechusas man, it wasn't fit to be brought today, so it's possible. What's going to be chulin b'fnim uvachutz? Both animals, both of them are chulin, and first you shecht the first one inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's Navera. and the second one outside. So Rishon Pesel, because the Chulin Biazara, but a Pletah, there's no markers for that. For Yashem, the second one, the Shechter outside, the Sefer Gesh Abel in the Kosher. It's a Kosher of Shechita, because the Shechita was done outside. Because the Maestri get markers for every Revoice of Yisbenai. What's going to be Kochim Befnim Uvachutz? Two of them, both of them are Kochim, Kabonis. First one is Shechter inside, second one outside. So Kosher, Harishon, Kosher, Pletah. The first one is very good, you'll have to do it that way. The Hashem, the second one, is Sefer Kesabel Mepesel. Since it's called Kochim Bachutz, so it's Pesel. But you don't get Chorus because it's called the Mechusas Man, it wasn't fit to be brought inside today. But you get Malkus for the very Revoice of Esbenai. You see, the Baloch is how you have the different animals with Kochim and Oysa of Esbenai. Now we must first tell you about all of this. Minayin, how do we know this to say, Oysa of Esbenai, Shinoi Bimigdoshim? How do we know it's known by Kabonis? Is maybe it's only known by Kabonis, by animals of Chulin, not of Kabonis. So Mr. Tamlem, the Pesach says in Vayikra, it says that Shor Oy Kesef Hayez Ki Yivolid, and that's talking about, what she says, it means Yirotz LeKorban Yishay, that's talking about bringing the Korban, or Chsiv Basar, right after the Pesach says again, for Shor Oy Seis, to be a Spinner, a Sishchot, to be a Mechot, or Shor Oy Sin, you can't shecht it, and it's kid the same day. So Lima comes to teach over here, a waste of the aspiration of the Mekadoshim. But since the first part, right before that, of Shor Kesef Hayez Ki Yivolid, it's talking about Kochim, and right after that, it says, waste of the aspiration, Mash was talking about Kochim. So Mosh says, no, Vyema, why don't I say the Mekadoshim in Bachudin Le? So maybe it's only by Kabonis. Maybe by Behemoth Chulin, there's no waste of the aspiration. So Mosh says, Shor Hifsik. No, it says the word Shor Isir, that's Hifsik. This is to say it's not only on before on Kochim, but it's on both. Hifsik Inyan. So Mer says, if so, we aim at what I'm going to say, Bachulin in the Mugdashim Lay. If Shor Kesef is a Hifsik, Shor Isir, so what I'm going to say, it's only Bachulin at the Kochim. So Mer says, Ksiv, it says Vishor. So the Vav there. So Vav Moisav Alin Rishon, Vav comes to include Iran to the first Halacha, that the first one is talking about Kochim, zero versus Oitz of Yisrael by Kochim. So the Mariah, that's how we know both. Kitz is a Hefsik and is a Vav, and he tries to Oitz of Yisrael of Yisrael by both by Kochim and by Chulim. Now the Gemara, if you're learning it out from Kochim, if so, what am I say? Ima Kochim Klayim Loi, a behemoth that's Klayim, that means the father and mother, two different types, one's a goat and one's a sheep. So they have a kid together, that kid is called Klayim, it's Pesel for Korban. So why am I say, Ima Kochim, Klayim Loi, Abhema Klayim can't be a Korban, Apoistivis Benoi, Klayim Loi. Maybe when you have a mother and it gave birth to another type of a kid, because the father was different men, so they had Klayim, maybe that kid in the Wissa Vaisivis Benoi on. If you're learning that from Kochim. Alomatan time, how can we learn now like this? Alomatan, how can we learn? The race of yes, benoi. Noi, the klayim, it is noi, because even though the behemoth is a klayim, still was nissa, not the shech, the mother and the kid the same day. Over kvi, it's not going to a kvi is a suffix behemoth, a suffix haya. Still it applies. The question we learn now from Kochim, why? So my answer is, well, that's one question. And the yoit, secondly, sexiv. The prospect says here, by Yisbenoi, says the word seh. A sheep, and the Yom Rav says usually, whenever it says the word seh, is there bon av,